Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Beis. Avodah Zarah Yud Beis, and we continue with the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Again, those of you listening, the Parsha Shir should be up by now, Bezrat Hashem. We gave it last night. We're back in business from Eretz Yisrael. We were back in business over the summer. We only had 2 weeks hiatus, but Baruch Hashem, Torah Eretz Yisrael is back up. We are now on the Mishnah, Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, yesterday was Unkla's day here in Maseches Avodah Zarah, and it was Chukas HaAkum day, and today we have other inyanim coming up. Ir sheyishba avodas kochavim. Back to the halachas of this Masechta. A city that has avodas kochavim, has idol worshippers in it. Chutzala mutter. What if it has suburbs? Do we assume the suburbs are nigrar after the city? What do we assume? That no, everybody does their own thing. Lav dafka, that the suburbs worship like the people in the city. So the Mishnah says, in both directions, we assume they are independent. So if a city that has avodas kochavim and they're having a special yom ha'ed, so then outside the city is mutter. Hayachutzala avodas kochavim, but if outside of it, the opposite, that in the suburbs, it's the avodas zara yom ha'ed day, tochalo mutter, then inside is mutter. Could somebody go in there? Are you allowed to go into the city? Separate then. Meaning, let's say there's a city that's having a Yom Eid. So, go there, meaning taking a road towards there, maybe just passing through, maybe going to a different city. So, the only place that this road goes to is that city where the holiday is, where the Yom Ha'ed is, so then Aser. Then it's asked for you to take that city because of, Rashi says, and we'll see in the Gemara, Chashad. People are going to think badly, right? They can't do that. Shenireh kemahalech la'ovda, Rashi says. It appears like you're going to worship. Right? That's the only thing that's going on at the end of this road. But if there's another destination that you might have on this road, then it would be mutter. The Meiri writes here, other Rishonim as well, but the Meiri writes here that this halacha only applies if there are no Jews that live in that town as well. If we could say that you're going to the city, but you're going to visit your cousins. Or there are other Jews that do business there on other days, and you're going there for some other reason. If there's any tliya that we could have, then there's no issue of Maris, no issue of Chashad. Says the Meiri, v'kasav ksas geonim shimhayu Yisrael darim ba'ota ha'ir o shahayilo beis dir l'sham. Let's say you have a country house there. Oh, shar asakim yiduim mutter she'ein kan Chashad v'hu sha'amru b'talmid amayrav. This is what it says in the Yerushalmi. Ach senoi asur ben ir mutter. Right, a ben ir is mutter because we assume that you're going to live there. Uvadai achsanoi shamru. What does it mean? A guest? Pirusho b'she'ein Yisrael acher gamkin l'sham. Achsanoi means if you're a guest there and there's nobody that you're visiting, so that's when it will be usher. And he quotes that the kol she'ish litzlos tolen. However you can be tolav, so then that is what you can rely on. That is the Meiri. There's an important chilek, I think we mentioned a while ago, but it's always good to mention it again, whenever Chashad comes up, and that is a chiddush of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, we're going to have three Rav Moshes today. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Arachayim, in Beis Mem. In Beis Mem, Rav Moshe has a tshuva there, could you daven in a shul, in a room connected to a shul where they do inappropriate things? Let's say it's a shul with mixed seating. Are you allowed to, let's say you can have a minion in a side room. Are you allowed to have a minion in the side room there? Right, Shuvah is from 1959. Dalet Elul. Right, Elul, 1959. So, Rav Moshe writes, Palo Beis HaKnesses, She'ikaro Nase Shalokadin, Shehu Belo Mechitza, Ben Anashim L'Anashim, right, mixed seating, Ach Yesh Ba'oso Abinyan Eza Cheder, She'yichdu Aver Elu She'ein Rotzim L'Spalo Sham. She's Palo B'Cheder Ahu, She'bistagin Sham Kedin. They'll give the Orthodox people one room. Let's say there's a community center in some city somewhere, and the Orthodox minion is not able to have a place to have a minion, so they can rent space. So they let it go there. Hine be'enu mefursim zel l'rabim she'ish shem makom kasher l'spalel osur zeh bebirur. If nobody knows that there's a special wing, a special room where the Orthodox go, and they see the Orthodox going into this building, then it's osur. Tasser, it's chashad, it's marasayin. The af ba'al zeh shalom nechshadu yis, af avodah zarah shalom nechli Yisrael, even avodah zarah, which we know from other Gemaras, but Yisrael are nechshad to do avodah zarah, and yet what does it say in our Mishnah? Leilich b'derech shalom avodah zarah, bizman shaderech miyuchedas losa makam aser. And it's aser, our Mishnah. It's aser, even though the nechshad. Here, where you know other Jews are doing it already, it's for sure aser. V'kivin shalom yadua shiyesham gam makam l'spal kadin, hara yu kemiyuchedas haknisa l'sham rak l'makam shu shalom kadin. It's as if going in there is derech miyuchedas l'osom makam, for the dvar aser. But, says Rav Moshe, if it's mefursam, that it's a separate place, let's say you have your own entrance. Let's say you have a separate entrance to the building. And people are like, why are they going in the back? Oh, they're going in the back. It must be because they have a separate area there. So if there's a way that we could figure out that it's a separate place, so then it removes the iser involved. First of all, kol sheisham gam makom sheispalin bo kedin shenimsa shakris l'sham uderech shalokam alakam acher nami efshar shenistalik. But then he goes into his important chilek. Says Rav Moshe, there's a difference between, there's two concepts that we have in halacha. There's something called chshad, and there's something called maris ayin. Sometimes achronim, not confused in a bad way, just confused, they blur the lines between the two. But Rav Moshe thinks in the Gemara and in Chazal, they're two different concepts. Maris ayin is where I do something, and people are going to see me, and therefore something is mutter. Well, I didn't know that restaurant's kosher. Wow, I didn't realize that so-and-so is eating there. I didn't know it was kosher. I thought they were only kosher in this city, not in that city. That's Maris Ayin. It's going to lead the person to do something wrong because they're going to think it's mutter. But let's say the second parak in Shabbos. What does it talk about? The Chanukah Gemaras. What does it talk about? If you have two windows on two opposite sides of your house, you have to put menorahs, you have to put chanukiyahs in both windows. Not all Chalamaisa today, people know, but in those days. Why? Mishum chshad. People are going to think you didn't light a menorah. What if you only lit in one side? What? People are going to say, wow, I didn't know you don't have to light a Chanukah on Chanukah. I always thought that was the halacha. No. People are just going to think you're doing an Avera. So that's not Maris Ayin, says Rav Moshe. That's Chshad. Two different concepts. So that's Rav Moshe's chilek here in our Achayim Beis Mem. So says Rav Moshe, in this context where you have a separate entrance, there's no Chshad. People aren't going to think you're doing something wrong. Aval Isser Maris Ayin Shalo Yilmadu Mimenu Efshar Yesh Bazeh. Maybe there's still a michshol. People are not going to be sure. They're going to think you're going into the building. But that's where he talks about this chilek of chshad versus maris ayin. Very important shuvah in Beis Mem. Okay, but here the Gemara is talking about chshad. Right? Rashi specifically says chshad on the 6Y line. So it fits into Rav Moshe. Nobody's going to think avodah zarah is mutter. But they're going to think that you're doing something wrong, right? It's a Jew's responsibility to not make it hard for anybody else to be dalakav schus. Right, we spoke about it a couple of months ago in the Parshas here. V'yisem in Parshas Matos Maseh, V'yisem Nikiyim Hashem in Yisrael. Pasuk says we have to be Naki, Ruvain and Gad, and Menashe had to be Naki from Hashem and from Bnei Yisrael. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara. Heichidam Michutzala. What does it mean outside the city? That if there's an Avodah Zarah in the city, if it's the Yom Ha'ed, then outside is Mutter, and vice versa. How close could it be? How close of the suburbs? Heichidam Michutzala. Amar Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Rabbi Chanina, Kegon Atloza Shal Aza. This is very close. Atloza for Laza. Rashi says Atloza is a animal marketplace, like an Itliz. Itliz, it switches the Aleph and the Ayin. Itliz in Mishnayis and Krisos means a marketplace. Rashi quote the Mishnayis and Krisos, quotes it in Becharos, about selling a Bechar. But, so that's Itliz. So it means a little marketplace outside of the city. The Ikadamre, others have a different version of the Gemara. Ba'amine Rav Shimon ben Lakish me Rav Chanina. They asked the question, Atzloza shel Azamahu. They asked about this specific case. Is that good enough? Is that called chutzah outside? Amar Leh, he says, Lo halachta l'sir miyamecha. Have you ever been to Tzur? V'ra'isa Yisrael v'ovik al-chavim. And you've seen Jews and non-Jews together. Sheshaftu shtei kederos agabiki ra'achas. They put two pots on one oven. And the rabbis didn't worry about it. So there was some answer that Rabbi Chanina gave Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. But it's not 100% clear in the Gemara what did he mean by this answer. Right? He asked him, are you allowed to go? Atloza is exited an outside part of the city. And what did he answer him? Don't you know Tzur has Jews and non-Jews living there, and they put two pots next to each other on a kira. And we know that there are three types of ovens in the times of the Gemara. There's a tanur, which only fit one pot on top. That's the hottest oven. Then you have the kira, which can fit two pots on top. And then the kupach is something different. But don't you know? They put two pots on them. There's no problem. So what was the answer? So there's a lot to talk about that first line, but let's do the whole Gemara, and then we'll spend a while on all these lines of the Gemara. Let's just do the flow. So, my lochashulam chachamim, what exactly did Rabbi Chanina mean by this answer? You see, there's no problem. Three suggestions given in the Gemara. Daraisa, Darabanan, and even less, as we'll explain. Amar Abaye, answer number one. What did it mean? What did the Chachamim mean by saying they didn't worry about putting the pots together? They were saying, don't worry even about a chshash d'oraisa. Amar Abaya, Mishum Besar Nevela, Lo Amrinan, Dilma Mahadar Api, Lisrael Achorei. Because you might be worried of Besar Nevela, that the guy might throw in a non-kosher piece of meat into the Jew's pot. Right? When a Jew turns aside, let's translate the words. Maybe a Jew will turn his face away. V'shadi ovigachavim nevela b'kdera. And a goy will throw a piece of nevela into the pot. Right? That's what you're not worried about. And dechvasa. Guess which sides, maybe? And then, dechvasa hachanami. So to in our case, what was Rabbi Chanina's message of giving the answer, comparing it to our case? Lo chashulav chachamim mishum demei avodis kachavim. In Atloza, don't be worried about an Isser D'Oraisa. Don't be worried that you might have Avodah Zarah money there from the city. They live right outside the city. You might have Avodah Zarah money there. And we know that even Chilav Avodah Zarah money, if they sold a piece of Avodah Zarah and the money, that's Nitfas B'Isser. And that's an Isser D'Oraisa. What's the Isser D'Oraisa? Rashi quotes it about the 15th line in Rashi. Rashi says, V'hu Isser D'Oraisa mi lo yidbak b'yadcha ma'uma min acherem. It's an Isser Hana Daraisa of anything having to do with Avodah Zarah. So Abaya says that's what Rabbi Chanina meant by the answer. Hey, look, they didn't mind them with the Jew and the non-Jew having two pots together, so this is also mutter. What did he mean by that? Just like there's no Isser Daraisa, so to here, there is no Isser Daraisa they have to be worried about. The Ritva explains that in that case of the two pots, Chazal weren't worried about anything. But the question is, which aspect of that case did Rabbi Chanina mean to apply to our case? That's the question. They're all true. They're all true. Chazal say, don't worry about any of these things in the case of the two pots. The question is, which element of that case, of that heter, did Rabbi Chanina mean to bring over to our case? That is answer number one. Again, I'm going to do the whole thing, and then we'll talk about each and every line, because there's something to say about each and every line. Let's get the flow. Abaya says, that's it. Rava Amar, second answer, my lo chashulem chachamim. What is lo chashu? What does that mean? As follows, one step down. No, if it would be a chashash d'oraisa, you'd have to be worried. If there was any chashash d'oraisa in our case of Atloza, you'd have to be worried. You know what Rabbi Chanina meant? Don't worry about the Rabbanans. Just like there, Mishum Bishule Alvin Kachavim. You see Chazal weren't worried about Bishlakim there. Meaning maybe the guy stirred the juice pot instead of his own pot. Bishlakim, end of this Masechta. That's right, we mentioned. The end of this Masechta is all Halacha L'maisa. Bishlakim, Pasakim, Cholavakim, everything is coming up. Vinazakim. It's all right here. Tfilas Kalim. It's all at the end of Avodah Zarah. So that's what Chazal are not worried about. Bishlakim, which is an Issa Rabbanan. Dechvasa Hachanami, meaning Bishul Akum is even if you know everything's kosher, but a non-Jew just cooks something for a guy, it's also usher, without any of the heterim. Dechvasa Hachanami, so too in our case, lo chashulam chachamim, what does it mean that Chazal weren't worried in the case of Atloza, mishum yom edam? There's no gzera drabanan to do business with the people in Atloza. That's an issur drabanan to do business with them. Why? Because it might come to, they might go and thank their Avodah Zarah. Which is an Issa D'Rabbanan to do business with them, because it's a chshash, you're right. If you know for sure that you're doing this is going to lead him, that's an Issa D'Oraisa of Lifnei Iver. Right? Or that's an Issa D'Oraisa of having a hand in their Avodah Zarah. But you don't know. It's just the Issa of doing business with them. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan. That's what Rabbi Chanina meant to apply to our case.
That's the subject of the Mishnah.
Okay, that's the subject of the Mishnah. So they can say that fits in the best, because that's the Yom Edom. Okay? And third answer is even less. Not even D'Oraisa, not even D'Rabbanan. Rabba Bar Ula Amar, Lo Chashulem Chachamim, Mishum Tzinora. Don't worry about, they weren't worried about spilling and splashing over. Meaning you're not worried that a guy threw a piece of treyfin. Or, that's not what he meant. That's not what we're applying here. And forget the Bishalakim. But what about something happening totally, unexpected, something that's not really probable?
Rashi says there's two reasons why this is so far-fetched. Number one, it's not shchiach. Number two, even if it did happen, it would be batel. It would be nullified. A tiny little drop falls into your pot. So even if it's true, it's not going to be a problem. But Rashi says those two issues. Rashi says, you see on the third wide line in Rashi. Third wide line in Rashi, Rashi says, Chada delo shchiach, it's uncommon. Va'od di'inami shchiach batel beruba. Right, for those two regions, Rashi says, you don't have to worry about it. So it's a far-fetched chash. That's what Rabbi Chanina meant, that Chazal were not worried about over there. Dichvasa hachanami, similarly here, lo chashal v'chachamim, what's the heter here? Mishum lefnei dehen. No, Yom Ha'ed itself would be usher too. Rabbi Chanina is not saying any Yisrael Rabbanan is mutter. It's the extension of the Yisrael Rabbanan, which is something further out from a real Isser. The days before the Yom Ha'ed, that you don't have to go so far in these suburbs. In the city itself, you have the halachas that we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. You have the Yom Ha'ed and the days before the Yom Ha'ed. Here, the days beforehand, that is not a worry. And the heter that we had before was only if they're not so close. The heter that he mentioned before, that Atzlozah Shalaza was mutter, no, that meant that you're not so close to the city. But if it's really close to the city, that would be usher on the Yom Ha'ed. It's just the days beforehand would not be usher.
And the concept of Basel doesn't apply to the first answer.
And the concept of what according to the first two answers.
The answer of
a piece of treif might not be batel. That might be a chaticha rulius kabed. Might be a piece of. There are different midoraisa. All these things are mutter. Rav Shem, we're going to learn chulin next year.
The first one was
a chashash daraisa. Right. So a piece of treif. Let's say they don't have any pieces of meat are inside. Right. But right. So you're right. That case aren't even all these things that are not batel drabban and chaticha rulius kabed and birya and all of those. But this is an issue of daraisa. Okay, so that's the story we had again. Is this so? Do you have to worry about the suburbs? No, you see, they were worried about the two pots together. So, what did that mean? Did that mean even a daraisa you don't have to worry about, even a darabanan you don't have to worry about, or even if a chash rachok you don't have to worry about? Chash rachok, let me just. Okay, chash rachok, I think the way the Ritva formulated chash rachok, before we go back and talk about the other ones, the Ritva formulated the chash rachok as, in that case, there's a svek sveka. And that's why you don't have to worry about it. What's the svek sveka? Umay lo chashu mishum lefnei idehen. Davi svek sveka. What's the svek sveka of lefnei idehen? Who says that this guy is going to end up doing business with the people inside who have the real day? Miyemar jujnosi venosi nimarei tocha. Viafilav nosi venosi nimahim dimolo azulamot el avodah zara. If I do business with the people outside who don't have a avodah zara day that day, maybe this guy's not going to do business with the people who do. And even if they do, he's not going to be moda. Svek sveka. Just like the tzinora is a svek sveka. Maybe nothing splashed in, and even if something splashed in, it was batel. It could have been batel.
It's removed by time and place.
Time
of the festival, place.
Okay, from lefnei. Time and place. So either way, both of those are double suffix. V'zuiyat sashal shmuaz wol nachon. I think that's right, says the Ritva. So that's the issue. Okay, so let's go back though now to the first line. So we have this case of two pots put on a kira. The Meiri says, first of all, that this is not the best circumstance. Meaning, that's the best circumstance, and that is that lechatchila shouldn't be done. If it's possible not to have a kosher and a non-kosher pot next to each other, it should not be done. V'kolze lo nomar ela b'di'eved. B'di'eved. Aval lechatchila roi laharchik k'derasos shabishalgoi lizar b'shar dvarim. Lechatchila, you shouldn't have kosher and non-kosher next to each other. Right? If you have a business setting, I don't know, let's say you have one microwave for the office, in a case where there's kosher or non-kosher food in it. So, okay, double covering, whatever, but if you can, I mean, that's even better, because you might say that's like two different pots. You're going to double cover everything. But there are people that might say, you know, just have your own separate stuff. Your own separate stuff. Va'af b'sugizu, and that's why. What's the language in our Gemara? Sheshoftu. It doesn't say shoftin. Shoftu means it was placed on it. It doesn't say place on it. Right? It's a language of b'di'eved. Shaftu. So that's a lashon of b'di'eved. And then the Miri says, even if you have the other girsa, which some have, of shoftin, still, min adin, it's l'chadchil, it's still mutter, el a royal izar, kol shalom b'makam atchak.
Right, as long as the Shlomo Gavatai yet to be Shvar, V'koshe kei bizman hazeh, says the Mishra today, where Ein Emas Yisrael Aleihem, they're not worried about the Jews, V'koshe kei bebeis Oshogai, but that is the Ritva, the Miri, that it shouldn't be a Lechadchila. We discussed years ago in a, Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea Aleph. Yerodea, and you know, bring it down, Yerodea Gimel also. Yerodea Gimel, I think it's Yerodea Gimel, but Yerodea Aleph for sure. Yerodea Beis, I'm sorry, Aleph and Beis. Aleph and Beis. Just get it. Thank you. Okay, so we'll get back to that. Let's go to the next line, and we'll get back to the Shulchan Aruch, which he's bringing. So the next line of the Gemara spoke about the next section. Maybe right, you don't have to be worried about Psar Lavela. You don't worry that the Jew turned his face around and a goy threw something in. So ask the Or Zarua. If part of it is quoted here in the Gosa Shri, why aren't you worried about that? Why don't we have a principle of Basar Shenis Alim and Ha'ayin? Right, we have a sugya that if there's a piece of meat that it doesn't have a label, it's not closed, Basar Shenis Alim and Ha'ayin. So why are you worried about it? You're not worried that a Jew turned his head, and why are you worried about it? Asked the Or Zarua. So he says, right? He says in other, we're going to have Yosef and Nichnas in a minute in the Tav Tosfos. But ask the Or Zarua, what's going on? Why aren't you worried? So again, he says here because there's a Svek Sveka. The Jew, you don't know if he did turn around. If you knew the Jew turned around, you're right, it's Asr. You don't know if the Jew, thank you, stopped looking, says the Or Zarua. This is in Piskei Avodah Zarah, the last line of the Or Zarua, in Os Kuf Chav Dalet. Avahach Ike Trace Veka Lechachila. The Ritva used the Sex Veka in line 3. He's using the Sex Veka in line 1. You don't know if he turned around. That's something number 1. And even if he did turn around, maybe the guy didn't throw it in. If you only have one suffix, if you know he turned around, so then it's Asr. That's Basar Shenis Alim and Ha'ayim. You don't know if this is the kosher meat or not. But here, Safik Mahader Ape, Safik Lo Mahader Ape, the Mahader, Safik Shadi Goy Nevela, Safik Lo Shari. Hegel Lechachila Samchinan Asvek Sveka Vishavtinan. Vehecha Dahader Ape, Dulek Elechada Sveka, Chayshinan Vaaser, Veze Daiti Note Leisser. So that is number 1. If you knew he turned around, it would be a problem. Tosfos asks, in the top Tosfos, maybe you're not worried a Jew turned around, Vim Tomar, Maishna Mishari Surim, Da'alma, Da'shari B'yotzei V'nichnas. What do you mean? We have a principle in other, right, this is for Mashgichim, again, we're not paskening anything right now. We're just quoting principles. There is a concept of Yotzei V'nichnas when it comes to certain restaurants, when it comes to certain Ashgacha. So why here? It's an even higher level. You're not worried that the Jew turned around. What do you mean? Even if the Jew turned around, don't we have a principle elsewhere of Yotzei V'nichnas? Just going in and out. You don't have to have a Mashgich, Tzmidi. Right, Yosef Nichnas. Right, so again, we're not talking about what's needed, milchiks, fleishiks, not for now. But says the Tosfos, V'yeshlomar, Tahad Desharina Ba'alma Yosef Nichnas, the only time when Yosef Nichnas is allowed is Heichad, Hainu Heichad, the Nitfas Kagana, V'matzu Yisrael, the Tavalei Ladina. It's only if a guy would walk in there and he would be asked, what are you doing here? If that's the type of circumstance, then Yosef Nichnas would be good enough. But if a guy could walk in there, Stam, for maybe he has a pot on the oven there, maybe he works there, for whatever reason, then Yosef Nechnas is not enough. Because the guy is not going to be scared to do anything there. The principle, says Tosis, of Yosef Nechnas is only if there's mistafi. If only the guy is going to be scared if he's caught, if he can't go in there. But if he works there, if any restaurant today, so then according to Tosis, Yosef Nechnas wouldn't be good enough. That's why we have a principle of Mashgiach Tzmidi. Because Yosef Nechnas, maybe he works there. He's supposed to be there. If he's ever supposed to be there, then Yosef Nechnas is not going to be good enough. V'yoma, v'tavol eli, aval hacha, yochel utcho, v'kaf shal nevela, v'kdera. V'yoma, v'haka, zaz tavshilach, v'skav, oh, I meant to stew, put it into my pot. Oh, I can't believe I did that. Right? Whatever it is. Inam, yochel, mayri, v'tav shalach, sonoi. Okay. That is an important, again, very halacha l'maisa. You got to bring this down to the Shulchan Aruch. Very halacha l'maisa in terms of the types of hashgachas that one needs. There is an important, though, I wanted to mention, Machlokas Ramah and Rabbi Kiva Eger, which we mentioned in the Hilchos Shabbos Shirim years ago. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Pei Zayin, that's the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Masor B'Chalav. You have different volumes than me. Wow, you have your Bas V'Chal Tarobis in the same volume. Wow, starting with Simon Pei Zayin. Very nice. Okay. No, nothing against my Shulchan Aruch, but okay. The Ramah quotes in Pei Zayin. Yesh Omrim.
What happens if you, in the olden days, they had inns. You walk going through the city and you had an inn, and the inn had one oven. So you go to an inn to stay there, and there's an oven there. And a guy has his pot on the fire, and you put your pot underneath, and you're like, the fire's going out a little bit. So you stoke the fire in order to make sure your thing is cooked. So, is anything wrong with that? What you just did? Says the Rama. Yesh omrim, da aser lachtos ha'esh tachas kederish lovet kochavim. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? You didn't touch his pot. You put your pot next to his, then you made a fire. I'm bringing this here because it's a similar case. Why? Because what's in the guy's pot? Maybe it's basa b'chalav. And there's three yisurim of basa b'chalav. You're not allowed to eat it, you can't benefit from it, and you can't cook it. You can't cook it. So even if you're not touching his pot, if you're stoking the fire under two pots, one's kosher, one you don't know what's in there, if it's just nevela, there's no iser. There's no iser to cook nevela. There's iser to eat nevela. There's iser to cook nevela. But basa b'chala, there's an iser. So it says the Rama, it's aser lafishe mevashlim bahem b'hamim chala b'hamim basar. Even if it looks like meat, maybe it's ben yomo. That is the Rama quoting the Hagos Mordechai. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, 1 minute. According to the Taz, it shouldn't be a problem. What's Taz? If you remember, in our discussions of Psik Resha, what does Psik Resha mean? If you remember, I do Act A, which for sure will cause Act B. Right? I drag a bench, a heavy bench, on a very soft piece of earth on Shabbos. I know Vadai that's going to cause ditches. That's the Issa Daraisa. Even though I don't have Kavana, Act A will definitely cause Act B. What if, asked the Taz, it's what's called Suffolk Psikresha. I'm not aware of the Mitzias. There might be bugs in this box, but I want to close the box. I might be trapping, I might not. If there are bugs in the box, I'm trapping. If there are no bugs in the box, I'm not trapping. So it's a case of Psikresha. I'm just not sure of the Mitzias. Is that us or not? Is that called Psikresha, or is that called Darvashayna Maskavi, which is Mutter? I'll give you another case. You don't know if the fridge light was left on. I forget. I don't know. If it was left on, that is a psikration when I open the door. If it wasn't left on, right? So I don't know. So, the Taz says mutter. Because you don't know the Messias. If you don't know the Messias, something psikration is mutter. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the Ramah here is against the Taz. Because we're here, it's a case of something psikration. You don't know what's in the pot. You don't know what's in the pot. Just like you don't know the Messias. And the Ramah still paskens aser. So the Rabbi Eiger says, right here, on Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom, that this Ramah is against this Taz. Others say maybe be mechalik, defend the Taz. Maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Shari Surim for Psik Resha, even though the principle applies to both. Maybe you wouldn't say the same thing by both of them. Okay, so anyway, that is a big discussion of Psik Resha related to this issue about putting two pots together. We continue. Again, we could talk about Bishul Akum a little bit now, but let's hold off on that. We'll see again at the end if there is any time. Mao, don't smile. Mao leilech l'sham v'chuhu. Baruch Hashem. So, can you go there? Can you go down the street to this city? So, Tana Rabbanan. Ir sheish b'avodas kochavim, must be l'kanes l'tocha, the city that has avodas kochavim. And they're having their day. So you can't go in it. Remeir says, you can't go in it and then from it to another place. Right? You can't go there because people are going to see you going in there. They'll think you're going to do it. V'chachavim omrim, no. Much more mekel shita. Only if this road only goes to that place, aser. If the only way to get to another city is to go through the city, that's not a problem. Because people would assume that you're going to the other city. Meaning, shad is only a problem with this ain breira. If there's no other choice that you're giving people to think. Yashavlo, now we get to other halachas. Yashavlo, close before the Avodah Zarah. Let's say I got a splinter in my foot in front of an Avodah Zarah. Lo yishchavi, it's lenem, but I'm not allowed to bend down right in front of the idol and take out the splinter, because it looks like I'm bowing down to it. Vim eino nire mutter, but if it's not seen, it's mutter. We'll see what that means soon. This pasuk lo ba'osav b'nei avodas kochavim. Let's say I drop my wallet in front of an avodah zarah. Lo yishchav yislam v'nishneir k'mishdach avodas kochavim. I can't bend down and get it because it looks like I'm bowing down to the avodah zarah. I can't gather my money. V'imeinu nira mutter. But if it's not seen, then it's mutter. Third, Mayan Amoshek Patevaris Kochavim. Let's see, there's a little stream where I want to get a drink, right, in front of Avodah Zarah. Lo Yishcha V'yishta B'reisha Nira Kimishtach L'Avodah Kochavim, because it looks like I'm bowing down to Avodah Zarah. V'yemeno Nira Mutter. But if it's not seen as Mutter, third case. Fourth case, Partzufa Samakalachan Mayan Lekrachin. Let's say, imagine you have these statues with water coming out of the mouth of the statue. That's what it's talking about. You have a statue of Avodah Zarah that's water's coming out of the mouth, and you want to go get a drink. But it's going to look like I'm going to give a kiss to the Avodah Zarah. It appears like I'm kissing the Avodah Zarah. So all these cases, I'm not allowed to do. Kayotsebo, similarly, once we're talking about drinking water from different places, we throw in issues not related to Avodah Zarah, but just related to Sakana. Lo yaniach piv al silon v'yishteh b'bnei sakana. You shouldn't put, whenever, if let's say you're drinking from a gutter outside, you shouldn't put your mouth right on the gutter and drink, because that's sakana. Right? The Gemara in Mabez is going to say, maybe there's a leech in there, and you're going to drink the leech and forget it. That's a major sakana. So that's what the Gemara advises, among many, many things, not to drink water directly from a silon. Put it in a cup first, look into the cup, see if nothing's in there, and then drink it. So Mayan Nira, what do all these cases mean? That you're not allowed to bend down to take out a splinter or gather money before in front of the Avodah Zarah, but it's, if it's not Nira, then it's Mutter. Ilema delo mischazi. Does that mean literally nobody could see you? So that doesn't work. Why? We know the principle. Rav says, any time when Chazal asr because of marasayin, afilu b'chadur chadur masr. It's always asr. Marasayin is always b'chadur chadur masr. Oh, so is this chashad or is this unclear? Right. You have to work out Rav Moshe's chilek in all the cases. You have to work it out. It could be that the Gemara uses this principle of whenever marasayin is asr, always asr, even in private. There's no chshad line like that. So they might just use that line about public-private, even related to chshad. That's how you get out of it. But you see, it's also asr. By the way, the Shar Mesiyana Balacha says in Masechta Shabbos, it's called maris ayin, not maris einayim. Because you're probably not looking with both eyes and have the whole story. That's why it's called maris ha'ayin, one eye, not maris einayim. So it's even asr in private. So answers the Gemara, Ela Ema. No, it doesn't mean if you cannot be seen. It's emeid on nira kimishtach levad gachavim. If you could make it that it doesn't look like you're bowing down to it, meaning look, go bend backwards, bend, go do something that it doesn't look like you're bending down in the normal way, mutter, then it would be mutter. Fine. Vitzricha, it's related to this. Okay, let's finish the sentence and then we'll come back. Vitzricha, and this is, you need all four cases, or at least the first three cases. Why? Ditana codes, if you only had the splinter case, Mishum Defshal Mezel Kameo Mishkale. Because it's easy, just hop away and do it somewhere else. So maybe there, that's what's usher to do in front of the Avodah Zarah. Avomos, Elo Efshar, Emalo, but maybe if you drop your wallet, there's Aim Brera. What are you going to do? So maybe there, don't worry about it. It's Mutter. Kamashmala, no, that's also usher. Ditana Mos, Tabamona. And if you want to say money, so that's because it's your money. Avokotz, Tzara, Emalo. But maybe by money, okay, it's only money. So make sure you move away. But if you have a splinter, you're in pain. So maybe you don't have to worry about it. So that's why the first two, you need the halacha. V'itanahani tarti, if you only had these two, mishum deleka sakana. Because there's no sakana. Avo ma'ayad, ika sakana. But by ma'ayan, where you're thirsty to death, if you don't get a drink now, di lo shasi mayis emalo. Maybe that will be okay. Tzricha, that's why you need even the third case. What's the pashtus of this line of the Gemara? Maris ayin of Avodah Zarah, Yarek Val Yavar? What does the Gemara say? Here, you might have thought because you might die if you don't get a drink of water. You might think, therefore, it's Mutter, Kamash Malan. That what? It's Asur. That's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that it's Asur, Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah is Asur. That's the Machlokas right here. The Ron says it can't be. It can't be. It's only Maris Ayin. Marasayin, it must be that if you don't get a drink of water, then in a few hours, you're going to die. It doesn't mean you're going to die right now if you don't get a drink of water. That's mutter. And other Rishonim? Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim says, the Rashba here, and the Tur quotes this Gemara, Pashtus. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Raman Yoredeya, Paskins like the Ran, and the Gra says, what's the Ran talking about? The Pashtus of the Gemara is Aser. It's Machlokas HaPoskim. Marasayin of the big three. What's the Lamdis? It could be the same Lamdis that we mentioned in the past of Lefever of the big three. When I do Marisayin Avodah Zarah, is that a Shemitz of Avodah Zarah? Is that a Bezrayah of Avodah Zarah? Or is that just Marisayin? Marisayin of all areas are the same. Klali. Or is it Prati? Is my Marisayin of Avodah Zarah a little Shemitz of Avodah Zarah? It's Mamash the Machlokas here. Machlokas be shown in Rosh Baran, Tur, Machlokas Raman Gran, Simin Kufnun in Yaradeya. Whether Marisayin, whether these things are Aser Daraisa, even B'makam Misa. Right here. Here's the Machlokas. Fascinating Machlokas. Where else does this come up? It comes up in Arachayim, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Tzadik, right? Halacha Lamaisa. Mishnah Berurah quotes Siman Tzadik Os Ayin Aleph. Asur lehispalel keneged hamara. You can't daven in front of a mirror. Why? To mechzi kemishtachav elabavua shalom. Looks like you're bowing down to your shadow, to your reflection. Dahainu af beinayim stumos. Even if your eyes are closed. You can't look in the mirror anyway because you can't get a kavana if you're staring at yourself. But even not that. Even with your eyes closed, you can't have in front of a mirror. V'chein. Don't make pictures on the wall in front of a person. Up above to have murals on top. Fine. But right up in front of a person, don't have something that will remove his kavana or that'll be ke'ilu. You're bowing down and you're facing that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Interesting case. It's Shuva asked from the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner. I don't know what shul they were talking about. It's in Chelek Tes, Simin Chaf Aleph. The question was that right in front of the Chazan, there's a golden Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Summit. And the question was that people standing behind the Chazan could see the Chazan's reflection in the Shivisi. And they wonder if it's a problem. So I don't know what it was talking about, but the same shayla would be asked in the Belzer Beis Medrash, Beis HaMikdash, right, in Yerushalayim. So I've been there, Baruch Hashem, I've had the schus of being there, having two tzilim there. So they have a golden, huge shivisi. It's a major part of the shul. They say the Rebbe himself, with his own bloodied hands, did the, whatever you got to do to make the, put it up there. There's always a special story about the shivisi of all the Belzer Rebbes throughout the centuries. But he did the shivisi himself, with the drill, with the... So it's my piece of gold right in front of the Chazans. I don't know if this is what the Shiloh, right? It doesn't say what shul they were talking about. But anyway, that's the Shiloh. So says the Shevet Alevi, for sure with eyes closed it's okay. But he says even without that, the only problem of something that's made l'shem reflection, that's when there's a problem. It's made l'shem reflection. People can look at it and say, oh, you're bowing down. Something that's not made l'shem reflection, it's made for Shivisi. It's made to have the shivisi. Mashieke b'nidon zeh shahaosios nasul l'shem kedushas shivisi. V'zeh matarasam lo zohar v'lito shamare. De'ibken lo yav v'lichshat. There's no chshat there. People aren't going to think you're doing that because, you know, it's hakol yodim. Shemishtachvim l'um ha'shem havaya. V'zeh pashut l'ani ezdaiti ha'kapanim derech li mitzchus. Says that's why Malam Mitzchus. I don't think it's a problem. Okay, we don't have time right now, but the Trumas Hadeshin has a tshuva also, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What about, especially it happened in hundreds of years ago, when Jews and rabbis were called to meet priests and called to have discussions with them? Or if you meet somebody on the street, and what do? You give Shalom Aleichem, you bow a little bit. What if they're wearing a cross? What if they're wearing a cross on them? Right? What about the story of Haman? He had an Avodah Zarah on his neck. The Trumas Hadeshin writes, in his time, 500 years ago, Truman Tadeshin, I'll give you the marker if you want to look it up. It's quoted, it's in Kuf Tzadik Vav. It's Kuf Tzadik Vav in the Truman Tadeshin. It's that same Ramah, quotes the Truman Tadeshin, it's in Reish Nun in Shulchan Aruch, said the Truman Tadeshin that there was a priest in his day that didn't want to make the Jews uncomfortable, but he wanted to meet these rabbis, so he used to cover up his cross. So it wasn't seen. Cover up his cross when he used to meet his Jewish friends, because he knew they wouldn't be able to give him Shalom Aleichem properly or give him like the bow the heads. So he used to cover it up. But this is all issues flowing from this Gemara right here. Taking out a splinter, money, all that in front of Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's why you need all three cases. Weiter. Partzuf Aslamali. What about the fourth case? Right, you already had the first three. You explain why you need the first three cases of the splinter and the money and the thirsty. But what about drinking from the faces? Mishum the Gaboy Lamisne, Kiyosi Bolon, Yech Piva, Gabi Asilon, Vyishim, Riasakana. Because you wanted to say the next. You wanted to say the extension of that case. You wanted to teach people don't drink from gutters. So that's why he said the fourth case, which is most similar, directly drinking from something. My sakana aluka, leeches. How do we know aluka is a leech? Because Tosfos exactly explains what a leech is. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, see about the six skinny line in Tosfos. Pirish. Tolas katana, it's a little worm. Umitsuya b'mayim, it's a matzah in water. Ukishinofelas ala basar nitlesbo. When it goes onto skin, it holds on. Umotsetes hadam. And sucks the blood. Because mancha motsetes, he nizmales min halecha. Shemotsetes. Umislapakas, and it gets bloated from the blood. Achi he kemo chavis katana. Turns into like a little barrel. Ukisha adam boleya b'toch hamayim. Motzetes lecha shemayim. I mean, if you swallow it, rachmana l'slan, it's going to start blowing up in your stomach, and it's going to cause terrible danger. Okay, that's a leech. Tana rabbanan, that's why you're not supposed to drink directly from the gutter. You don't know what's in the water. Tana rabbanan, says the Gemara, third line. Lo yishta adam mayim, lo mena haharis, lo mena agamim. You're not supposed to drink directly from rivers. Lo b'piv, lo b'yado achas, with your mouth, or even with one hand. Why? What's the difference with one hand? Because when you drink with one hand, it quickly goes to your mouth. You don't want it to spill out of your hand. So you're not looking what's in it. Vimshasa, if you mean two hands is fine. Because if you have water in two hands, you have a moment to look at it. Right? You look inside, you see if there's anything in there, and then you drink it. Vimshasa, tamo barosho. And if you did drink, then it's suicide. Tamo barosho. V'bnei ha-sakana, it's your own fault. My sakana, sakanas a luka. Misayel Rabbi Chanina, this is, helps Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, "Habole anima shalmayim." Rabbi Chanina says, "If you swallow one of these leeches, mutter lahachim mochamin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do anything you need if on Shabbos because he's mamish sakana. You're allowed to warm up hot water on Shabbos." Tosva says, also very halacha lamaisa point. Tosva says, it's not going to cause death right away. It could even be a weeks. Could even be weeks. The Tosfos says you're already allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for this person. That's a Yesod Gadol in Halacha, in Refuah B'Shabbos. Even if the person's not going to die today. If you don't do something now, that might cause him to die in 2 months from now. That's Sakanas Nefashos today. That's Tosfos Yesod that he learns from this Gemara. Right, that's the beginning of Tosfos Haboleah. There was a story that somebody swallowed one. He allowed it. And meanwhile, Rav Huna, while they were warming up the water, he told him to swallow vinegar. That would somehow coat his insides to try to make sure, to try to prevent it from doing damage. Amar Avidi Bar Avin, Haiman, other dangerous items that you swallow. Haiman Dabala Zibura, if somebody swallows a hornet by mistake. Mechaylo Chaye, it's definitely, he's not going to be able to live. Mihu, but meanwhile, Lishake Revi Asa Dechala Shamgas. Right, let him drink a revius of Shamgas vinegar. Right, Rashi says, Chometz Chazak. Efshar the Chaye Purta. Maybe he'll live a little bit enough time at the Mifkad Abesi until he's able to be mitzaveh, you know, put his last will and put his all of his things in order. Tana Rabbanan, other issues of sakana. Lisha Adam Mayim Balayla, don't drink water at night outside where you don't know what's in the water. V'im Shas Adam Barosha B'nei Sakana. My sakana, sakana shavriri. Drinking at night, it's not just aluka, but shavriri. That's the demon that hangs out in water. Right, shavriri. And if you're thirsty at night, what do you do? If you want to, you want to take a drink. So if there's somebody else with you, Lisrei, wake him up. Wake him up because demons are scared of two people. They never try to damage two people. So tell him I'm thirsty. And if you're the only one, then you just got to try to fake him out. Bang a jar, the cover of a jar on a jar, make a lot of noise. Venema, pretend like there are other people there. Venema ilanafshe, and then say to yourself, Planya bar planisa, so and so, the son of so and so. You see, the mother's name is used. It's like a refuah type of say case. Amra lecha. Right, so-and-so and so-and-so, Amr lecha imcha, your mother told you, is dar mi shavriri. Be careful of shavriri, and you say this type of mnemonic, letting off one letter at a time. Maybe this is the source of Nana Nachman, backwards. Shavriri, bariri, riri, yiri, ri, bekasti chivri. Right, be careful of him in white cups. Okay, so that's a incantation that gets rid of the demons. All these issues of sakana are all in the same context. The Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Yud Aleph, hey, Har Bei Dvar Masru Chachamim Bnei Shem Bam Sakanas Nefashos. There are many things that are Aser Mishum Sakanas Nefashos. I'm sorry, one more. Last volume of Chosha Mishpat. Last volume. V'kal Ha'over Aleihen V'amar Hareini Misakein Ba'atzmi. If anybody says, okay, I don't care. I'll do something dangerous. I'm a risky guy. I'm a risk taker. You know, I'll drink the water outside. If you do that, if somebody does that, let's see, nothing happened, Bezin gives him malchus. But it's violating. It's violating. It's not that, you know how to do that. As we've had in the past, the Radvaz and Masechet in the Hilchas Sanhedrin, and the Rambam says, your body's not yours. Your body is not yours. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a neshama in a guf to take care of, and it is not. If somebody attempts suicide, if you commit suicide, you're chayim yisa. So how does that work? Right? So it means that, you know, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you b'olam by the next world, but that's an isser. Achaz dimcham l'afshu seichem edrosh. That's an isser, and therefore it says also to be chovel yourself. And this is all quoted at the end of Choshe Mishpat, the beginning of Simin Tov Chof Zayin. Tov Chav Zayin is the last simon of Choshe Mishpat. Choshe Mishpat is the last of the Dalad Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. What's the simon there? What's it doing there? It's the Dinim HaMakeh. Dinim HaMakeh, preventing danger. So that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes a number of these ideas. Harav Yitzchak Aruch Chacham quotes the Rambam about doing all these things to try to prevent yourself from getting hurt. So the Ber HaGola there, in the beginning of Tov Chav Zayin, the Ber HaGola says, let me find it. Where's the Ber HaGola here? Near on is Daiti. Usually the Ber HaGola just quotes sources. The top of the but here, the last Ber HaGola, Shulchan Aruch, he quotes as follows. Hatam, Shehizhira Torah, Shmiras HaNefesh. Why does the Torah tell you to guard your soul? Mitam, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Bara Es HaOlam, Bechazdo, Lehetiv LaHanivroim. Hashem created the world to be good, to have good things happen to those His created. Sheyakiru gdulaso v'lavod avodaso b'kiyam mitzvosa v'saraso. K'mo she'amar ha'kasav k'lanikra b'shmi l'chvodi baratif. V'litein lahem schar tov ba'amalam. V'amasakin ez atzmo, if you put yourself in danger, ki'ilu moes baratzon baro. It's as if you're denying what God wants. You're being Hashem wants you to have a good life. You're doing dangerous things. Ve'ena rotzeh lo b'avodaso. You don't want to do Hashem's avoda. That's what life's about. You're taking risks. V'lo b'matan scharo. Ve'en lecha zilzul v'afkirusa yoser mizeh. V'ashot lashonim yunam v'ina om Hashem alakenu u'masi yadenu k'nal leinu. That's the last Ber HaGola in Shulchan Aruch. That's what he says. We have to take care of ourselves. Mitzvah v'nishmartim ma'od l'nafsho seichem. Again, we don't have time to go into it, but if you look at the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham Sefer on that simin in Choshe Mishpat, he talks all about preventative medicine. How far does one have to go? What's included in Nishmat Ma'od l'nafsho seichem? How much, what do couples have to be tested for before they start getting serious in a relationship and going out? Which Tesex, and is it a Rishus, is it a Chiyuv now, or Moshe writes, it's Kilu, it's a Chiyuv now. If you don't get, if they're not tested for certain diseases nowadays, could they say, I'll be okay? Or Moshe writes in the Tshuva, years ago. It's as if they're turning a blind eye to a danger. So again, the balance of what, how much, what preventative or not, that's all part of this sugya. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue.